coming up later this morning at 9. Beloved Community addresses the spiritual foundations of nonviolence, activism, political engagement, and peacebuilding. At 10, Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, The Digital Divide talks to cybersecurity author Jeffrey Carr, who challenges the narrative that Russia hacked the DNC emails. But next, it's Positively Revolting. Ani and Lynn talk to Linda Tirado, author of Hand to Mouth, Living in Bootstrap America. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support during this spring membership drive. If you're not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to be a founding sponsor of the Waterfront Blues Festival. This year, the festival will be held June 30th through July 4th at Tom McCall Waterfront Park. Festival passes are on sale now, including the Blues Buddy Pass and the Basic 5-Day Pass at early bird prices. More information about the passes, the festival, and more can be found at kboo.fm/WBF2017.
What would you have instead?
This is it.
Comes a time when every second, every day, when every action, every thought will tell the world how you cast your vote.
Good morning, good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. This is Positively Revolting. I'm Ani.
I'm Lynn.
And we are excited this morning to once again welcome to the airwaves Linda Tirado. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Oh, you know, we're doing...
Comme si, comme ça.
Okay.
We're good. It's a... The 3,000-pound bricks.
Any Russian ties, except for the Russian ties. Right?
I know. The 3,000-pound bricks keep on falling, and I went to the beach for a couple days, and I came back, and people went, "What about the coup?" And I went, "What coup again?
Another?
How many coups can you have in one particular?"
Well, and so here's the thing. So for folks that might not know, Linda Tirado is the author of Hand to Mouth, Living in Bootstrap America. We had the pleasure of talking with Linda in, early January, as we were looking ahead at the oncoming inauguration. And well, as we have just finished the 111th day since the inauguration, we thought it was a good time to talk with you again, because you made a statement that struck us. And Lynn and I have basically talked about this ever since. During that conversation, you may well remember, you mentioned that you thought it was a good idea if we all kept truth diaries, because the amount of spin about to hit us, it's like, you know, we are on spin cycle set on high, and the off buzzer has broken. And just to keep track.
Yeah, people really weren't ready for it. Like, those of us that have lived through some kind of gaslighting or authoritarianism. Either way, everybody was like, no, keep track of what you believe and what you think and what the news is. And I think a lot of people didn't do it. And I think that's kind of a good reason or a good portion of the reason for the sense of like just naked unrest in the country, where people are like, what is actually going on though? Because you can't keep, this is what we were saying, try to avoid feeling, because you're not going to be able to keep track of what's going on and what reality is. It'll just be quicker and quicker. So,
exactly so. And you had mentioned earlier this week, you had tweeted that, you know, there we are going through our day-to-day reality, right? You were at an Apple store, and suddenly it's like,
oh,
that.
Oh man, it was surreal.
That juxtaposition of like our day-to-day reality and surreal news hitting us in the face over and over again. Can you talk a little about that?
Yeah, so I actually had to get off the phone with a friend of mine who's really into the Russia thing, and who was like, okay, and then this, and they're raiding offices, and nobody knows what's going on. And I had to say, I'm so sorry, can I call you back? I need to have somebody show me how to fix my settings. and so I walked into the store, and it's like aggressively creative is the best way to describe an Apple store, where everything's brightly lit and perfect, and there's all these like insanely cheerful people wandering around just wanting to be helpful to you, the consumer. And so like watching that, and like, of course, but you're still waiting for an hour, right? So I'm scrolling through Twitter, kind of watching the world burn at the same time as I'm like, I wonder when this technician's going to come show me how to fix iPhotos.
Right.
That'll be great if it's quick. And that juxtaposition, the surreality of it, is kind of dangerous, because your brain doesn't want to think about horrifying, frightening things, right? Like, you're much more like, okay, well, as long as the Apple store is fine, like, life isn't disrupted, and everything can kind of go on the way it is. And it leads us to not, frankly, not worry as much as we need to about what's going on, because things don't seem that different, even though everything is fundamentally shifting, and most people aren't comfortable living in both realities at once.
Yeah, the other thing that is I find very interesting, I'd love to hear what you have to say about it, is this whole, I hear interviews with people that don't seem to care what Trump does, how horrible it is. They're staying the course. They think this is great.
Yeah.
It blows the top of my head off. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't quite understand it on either side. I actually understand it more out of his supporters than I do out of the Democrats. So, you know, when you've got legislators singing because, yay, they screwed up so badly, we'll win now, that's a bit perverse.
A bit.
His supporters still supporting him, that makes sense to me. Like, that's a sunk cost fallacy thing of like, well, I'm already this far out on the ledge, let's hope he does okay in the end. Like, I have a lady who I've been friends with for quite some time, who was the subject of one of my stories a couple of years back. Her quote on it is basically like, even if it's a bad pilot, you can't wish the pilot have a heart attack mid-flight.
I guess that stuff still,
I don't really follow it myself, but then again, I was never a supporter of Donald Trump.
Right.
So, I feel like at this point, and you know, the other thing you have to realize is they're not hearing the same news we are. And I talk about this just constantly.
Yeah.
And we don't really put a lot of stock into this. But from what she's heard, it's been kind of a bumpy beginning, but it's as much Congress's fault as it is Donald Trump's. Congress is the one passing the bill. Congress is the one stopping the money. Congress is the people not, you know, letting him do what he needs to do or giving him the proper support, because they all knew he didn't know what he was doing, and so it was their job to help, is kind of the theory. So there's a lot of blame shifting away from like the because all of the stuff that we're scared about is kind of in the weeds, right? Like, you have to understand, you know, firing the FBI director and then saying you have tapes of his conversations is a bit constitutionally shaky, right? Like, you have to be able to make the Nixon jokes, and you have to be able to so it's a bit in the weeds, all the stuff that we're talking about with the Trump stuff. the stuff that's actually making it out into the country is the legislation that's actually been passed and the fights that are happening. And those are largely congressionally focused. So, you know, the scale of what it is we're worried about is very different as well.
That makes some sense. Hey, we are going to bring Teresa into this conversation. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland and its membership drive. And things have been going swimmingly, I'm glad to tell you. We have Patricia from Salem who has renewed her pledge. Quetzal from Portland has renewed. Kathy from Aurora has renewed her pledge, says KBU is a godsend. Mark from Ridgefield called in. How about Ridgefield renewing? And Leslie from Milwaukee is a new member. And you can join these people by, I'm excited.
Stereo.
877-500-5266 is how they joined. And what do you think? Shall we go t-shirt level on here, or shall we go hoodie level on this?
You know, let's just really look at what you get with KBU, right? You get news you can use, you get attitude, you get information, you get defiance, you get resistance, and then you get like arts, culture, music, theater, and poetry all together in your community radio station. Yeah. Call 877-500-5266 so that you too can know that you are a part of this community radio resource, this independent media that brings you grassroots level truths from so many people, so many volunteers coming together, sharing their passions, getting the connections going, you know, between the different movements, the different struggles, the different injustices, and how we sort of forge a path forward. So that's why you need to join us. Join us, you know, give us $10 a month. Check it out. See if you have $10 right now, and then take a leap of faith and commit to supporting your entire community. Just $10 a month.
I'll get you the Higher Being t-shirt right there.
And it's a really cool design, I gotta say. 877-500-5266. Yellen?
Now more than ever, it is very, very, very important to support KBU. We should be getting tons and tons of people, because I am telling you, if you're listening to me now, and you are because you can hear my words, you have got to support KBU. This is the time. You've got to keep this sort of information coming out of the airwaves. We don't say, this something really horrible has happened. Wait, let's hear from the Heritage Foundation first. No, this does not generally happen here on KBU. Just because somebody has an opinion doesn't mean it's the truth, and we try to snorkel out the truth in the middle of all this. Snorkel out the truth in the middle of all this flotsam and jetsam that comes out of information these days. Even though, you know, there's a ton of information on the internet, but we are here trying to get to fact-checking, getting to something that is the truth, because that is an endangered species right
Indeedly.
Now, and more important than ever.
We are looking to raise $2,000 for this hour, and with your support, we can get there. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. We'll check back in with Teresa in just a few, but now to return to the tempe of the show. you had written, Linda, that there will not be a violent coup in America. There will be a swift series of marginal shifts. Suddenly things that weren't normal simply will be. Nobody will quite know when it happened. And this week,
bring me to all of your dinner parties. I am fantastic company lately.
I was going to say, this sounds like the conversation that I have with my friends. We know how to have a good time, yeah. You know? Between that and the tunnel collapsing at Hanford, I tell you, we are just in a fine, fit mood. And so this is the thing. When we see all these little, it's like the death of 1,000 paper cuts. You know, we see Trump's convening of a study group for election integrity. I mean, there's something that makes my head spin just in and of itself.
I mean, clear skies and healthy forests. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Patriot Act.
If it's named
responsibly, then it takes care of itself.
Absolutely. Just, you know, put a little smile on that thing and it'll be just fine.
It's working out really well for Kellyanne Conway.
Oh my.
She came out back out of the woodwork. I didn't know what they had done with her. I mean, I'd hoped, but yeah. I love, there's a I'm staring at your Twitter feed, and I'm looking at this one from Trump. As a very active president with lots of things happen, it's not possible for my surrogates to stand at the podium with perfect accuracy. What do you do with this sort of thing?
Mock it relentlessly.
Okay.
There's really no other option. You can't take it seriously. You can't ignore it. And therefore your option is mockery. You know, and it's true. We are already running into, people don't realize that this has become normal, because can you imagine, take any of the things that have gone on even last week, before yesterday, pre-yesterday, any of the things that happened in the last week, and imagine them happening this time last year.
Right.
And imagine what you would have thought about them happening. And now we're kind of throwing our hands up and like, just what do you even do? But had any one of these things occurred in a vacuum, we would have all been losing our minds.
Yeah.
And a little survey of those things. You know, we have the orders that came out this week around immigrants' rights organizations, immigrants' rights lawyers, not being able to defend or to represent folks that might not have documentation. There's the election integrity study group. There's, the firing of Comey. Okay, yeah, sure. Sure, just fire the FBI director when he's like poking around and stuff you don't want him to poke around in. There was the arrest of Dan Heyman, a reporter who asked an unpopular question persistently, and rather than answer it, they arrested him.
That's one answer.
There's so many things. Again, where do I even start and stop with that list? And that's, you know, really in the last week. How do we maintain resistance as this news hits us so fast and furiously?
I mean, I think a lot of people think about resistance as an activity rather than as a mode of being.
Mm.
So you're resisting this thing and you're looking for this outcome. Only we don't know what the thing is that we're kind of resisting against here. We just don't like the trend lines, right? That's
right.
Essentially what we're saying is these trend lines are so dangerous. It is time that we, you know, put maybe a hold on that thing until we can figure out what's happening. And it needs to not be that, because if you're looking for an outcome, you will inevitably be disappointed by not getting it or by it looking different than you thought it would. It is a way of being, of saying these trend lines are bad. Okay, well, what are the trend lines? It's, you know, a newfound wish to express racism. It's a newfound wish to express terrible things and hatred. And it's a newfound wish to legislate them, to perpetuate all of these cycles that we've been naming and fighting against. Okay, so what does resistance look like? Resistance looks like anti-racism. Resistance looks like anti-bigotry. It looks like anti-sexism. It is not the state of being of having right thoughts or right behavior yourself. You are not a racist. Great, but you have to be an anti-racist in order to be part of the resistance, because otherwise none of the work that we're doing is going to count, and we can't predict the outcomes. The only thing we can do is move society so that these trend lines are again impossible.
Right. I think we do run the risk at this point of sort of establishing the new normal as people are overwhelmed and kind of caught up in distraction theater, right? There was a wonderful blog piece last week that was basically about looking at the hellish nature of reality at this moment, especially if you happen to be a woman of color or, you know, in other marginalized groups, and in having it be so overwhelming that you can't wait to get to the next cute cat video. You know, and that there's that life is lived in that balance of, oh my God, this thing just superseded the last really horrible thing. How is that even possible? Well, this is the worst thing ever. No, wait, tomorrow's thing is the worst thing ever. But look, this is a wombat wearing a party hat. How can you miss with a wombat wearing a party hat? And it's that kind of, there's something in there that is a survival tactic. And there's also something in there that frightens me about normalizing the news of every day is worse than the day before.
So if we don't stop and accept how bad the news is, then we can't accept that we have to step away from it for our own mental health, right? Mm-hmm. So we go, oh, it's the news, I've got to stay caught up on it, instead of saying, okay, democracy is in the beginning stages of crumbling, and if we manage to stop it, it will be akin to a miracle, right? Mm-hmm. That's where we're at right mm-hmm. now. And so if that's what you're finding out about by staying engaged with the news, then yeah, you step away for a couple hours, look at some wombats, hug your kids, you know, go have a drink with your significant other, whatever. And then you come back to the collapse of democracy,
right?
Because it's important to stop that. But if you think about it as just life, as just like, oh, politics as usual, then you're going to feel as though you can never step away from it because you have to understand what's going on because you're trying to fit all of this abnormal stuff into this usual frame, and it won't go. And so that's where people start to get really frustrated and really confused and really scared because they haven't quite accepted the thing that is happening, which is pretty on the face of it bad. Look, I'm 34 years old. I never thought that in my lifetime I would be fighting for the soul of the republic, right? Like, I thought maybe politicians would get pretty snipey or pretty immature, but it never once occurred to me that on the inside of 20 years before I started voting, we were going to be fighting for the basic principles of the republic, of its organization, not even its founding, mm-hmm. but does the executive branch have unlimited power?
Right,
like that's what we're fighting right now.
About that checks and balance system we learned about in civics class, right?
I was alive during the Nixon debacle, during Watergate, and there was like there was kind of this order where people started to investigate. Horrible things happened, and even Republicans started to investigate them. What has been completely blowing the top of my head off is that what does he have to do exactly? Burn the house? What exactly does he have to do for them to, for folks to try to make it's the death of accountability. And that's sort of as above, so below kind of thing that is happening now. There is no accountability. Excuse me?
We knew this was going to happen. We were told by the people who designed the system that this would happen.
But it's different when it's happening than when you talk about it happening.
Yeah, but this is what happens when factionalism tears apart a democracy or tears apart a republic. The parties start to put party above country or party above their countrymen, and that's how you wind up with a whole bunch of Republicans going, well, we'll look the other way as long as we get our tax bill. We'll look the other way as long as we can cut Medicaid. We'll look the other way as long as we can pass like all of this regressive legislation, because they're so focused on their base and their fundraising and their, you know, little corner of the universe that they cannot bring themselves out of it, because admitting their complicity would mean going back to their voters and admitting complicity. It might lose them the race. They can't give the Democrats that edge. And it's the same reason that the Democrats are cheering when things that are horrifying are happening to the American public, because in the game of partisanship, that is a win. In the game of America, it is a frightening loss that should have had people in tears, but instead they were jubilant.
Mm.
So you have to, you have to stop and think about the fact that it's not a pox on both their houses, but it is what happens when you're going to have two major parties that run anything, two major factions that are a perpetual war against each other. Will eventually start putting that war as more important than any other fight we're facing as a nation. So, I think that there's a lot of that going into it too, because the Republicans should have all stepped up. I mean, look, I'm a snarky night cook, and now I'm a journalist too, that's in there, but my background ain't exactly in political forecasting. There's no reason I should have seen this coming when congressmen didn't or pretended not to. right? So there's something fundamentally broken there when the like snarky poverty chick's the one going, hey guys, this is going to get pretty bad.
Yep. Let's go ahead. Speaking of queens of snark, Teresa.
Me, queen of snark.
Well, I'm one of.
There's. I want to say wombat. You guys got to say wombat a lot.
I just said it once.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to say that the contributions have not tapered off.
Oh.
We got $160 in. That means that we have less than $600. Well, a little more than $600 to go on our goal. And Kate from Silverton has renewed. Thank you, Kate. And I'm glad that my suggestion seems to be working, that if you're in Molalla or Silverton or any place in Cascadia where you can hear our signal right now, that's intentional. We paid for that, and you're part of us. And you need to join up because it's time, and you understand why. You need to have this sort of public affairs in your life and this sort of discussion. And it feels good, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel good to listen to positively revolting and have these issues talked over rationally and, you know, with the occasional good humor? And you like it, that's why you tune in. 877-500-5266. Now, I would like to suggest that we get a few more people calling in for that $10 a month higher being T-shirt. It says KBOO.FM on it, but it says so in a rather sci-fi way. You'll like the T-shirt when you see it. We've got your size, and all you have to do is spend 3 minutes on the phone with us. We'll make out a carbon copy, triplicate. And that number to call is 877-500-5266. You're going to talk to a real person who's going to be very glad to hear from you, and you can say how much you'd like to contribute. Now, some of you have been contributing for quite a while, and you haven't got your hoodie yet because you're just under the amount. I'm glad to say that there was apparently an error, which has been a different piece of paper with different printing has been brought up, and so it's $20 per month, like it always has been, to get the hoodie. So this means that you could up your pledge. Let's say you're paying in 10 bucks a month now. You'd raise it up to 20 and get yourself in the hoodie, which you want to do because it's just right for the climate. 877-500-5266. It's got to be you, and it's got to be now. It's got to be you because you understand how important it is that we get these small donations, how important it is that small donations drive the station. That's what keeps us from ever selling out over these last 5 decades. And it's got to be right now because you know what's going to happen if you don't do it right now. You're going to put it off and you're going to forget. And then here we'll be again at the next pledge drive and you'll be going, oh, well, I might have find time to do that. Nah, blow that off. Acknowledge it for what it is. Take a deep breath and decide that you're going to fight the man and join KBOO, that you're going to make whatever effort it takes to give us 20 bucks a month. Get that hoodie, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Let me lay it on you again because, you know, you're still searching for a pencil. It's 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266. That's the number that you need to call in. We are so totally ready for you. Just practically have bated breath at this moment. You can join Kate at Silverton. You can join Mark, and you can get that hoodie. And it's all because you understand this is the time, this is the place, you are the person. 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, right, Ani?
Absolutely, or you can also get us online, kboo.fm, however you can connect with us, do please connect with us just about now would be great. We are here in the second day of our spring membership drive. This is KABU. We're your little community radio station, right? This is a community radio station made up of about 500 volunteers, some paid staff that try to coordinate things and sort of keep some continuity
Heard
going.
Heard the kittens.
And, you know, we are here doing this as really a labor of love and a labor of you know, a sense of responsibility for making the world a better place to be. We go with, you know, the hardcore political stuff. We go with commentary. We go with humor. We go with heart. And we also mix in poetry, theater, and music. Because why? Because we are, in fact, complex beings. And we need all of that to stay whole and stay together and stay healthy and really build community. And that is really about my hope in saving the world, is building community with each other and really renewing solidarity. And right now you can be a part of that when you call 877 800-500-5266. Add your strength to the rest of ours and be here together. With your $20 a month membership, you can get that hoodie. You can also, you know, it's $240 for an annual membership if you want the hoodie. Of course, we have memberships at every level you could imagine. Really, we want your participation. We want you to be here. I have to say, we do a sliding scale membership. For $20 a year, you can become a member of KABU. And every member of KABU gets exactly the same thing, and that is your ability to help govern the station, because it's yours. We are a membership-based organization. You run for the board of directors. You serve for the board. You vote for the board of directors. You can serve on any of those advisory committees around policy or programming. And that's what your membership gets you. It also allows you to know that you're doing your part to keep community radio, to keep independent media alive, strong, and healthy. And that's why I know you're picking up the phone right now and calling 877-500-5266.
Oh, yes, indeed. And you're calling from Battleground. You're calling from Vancouver, from Vernonia, from Camas, Kelso, Longview, Stevenson, Tiger, Lake Oswego. The signal goes out to you because we pay for it, and you are a part of us. It's not just one of those things where you happen to find the signal. Nope, we pumped it right out there. Woodburn, Beaverton, Salem, Silverton, we have members in all of those places, and I would like to hear from you in Silverton and Tigard right now, 877-500-5266. This is what keeps it going. This is what keeps Democracy Now! On, for example. Keeps Morning Public Affairs on generally, keeps Positively Revolting being revolting and positive. 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266, I believe in this radio station and its effects. I believe in getting out information, and I believe in transparent and educated participation in the absence of coercion. That's what I'm aiming for, a better society. 877-500-5266. Why don't you join me and get a hoodie while you're at it? Because you've got that $20 in your bank account, and you could turn it into social justice. You can become a social justice warrior, just like Abraham Lincoln and Che Guevara.
I want to hear
the Abraham Lincoln debate again. Okay.
It's like, wow, that was dinner last night. Anyway, everything old is new again.
Hey, 877-500-5266. I think I saw a wrap-up sign.
Yeah, I think he did.
More revolting, please.
Okay, right back to it. Linda, thank you for hanging on with us.
I have just like a hypnotic voice, though. Like, I want to give you guys like $100 a month right now. I can't afford that, but like, I really want to. Like, the urge is there.
Teresa is phenomenal, and I gotta say, she's also my beloved partner of I don't know, almost half my life.
She just talked you into it. She just took you out on a date and started talking. It was game over after that.
Like, pretty much.
I totally get it.
Pretty much.
No, I get it.
So, you know, this is the thing. This is wanting to sort of shift into that stronger together sort of idea, and not really allowing the daily horrors to wear us down. You know, how do we stay in touch with our humor? Because you are somebody who has this wonderfully insightful analysis, and again, you do it with heart. You do it with heart, and you do it with humor.
How do you do that? It's the beauty of poverty, actually, or having had that background. I say frequently that I think that people who have always been kind of middle class are having a harder time grasping all of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Than people who have already lived under kind of the dystopian part of the system. So if you've already faced American dystopia, you're probably a little calmer about it. And you do, you know, you've already learned how to have that sense of humor. You've already learned how to be a little bit wry. And that's really what it is. It's just, it's a little like, oh, okay, well, here we go around this merry-go-round. Let's see what we got today, kids. You know, and it's very satirical. It's not a pure, I think, humor of joy, but it is one way to be, you know, look, this is actually as ridiculous as you think it is. And pointing out something's ridiculous has consistently throughout history been kind of the way the lower classes have always dealt with hierarchy, mm-hmm. of, you know, pointing out this is patently ridiculous. This whole thing is silly. and we don't have to accept it as real, even though we may have to live with its effects. And so being able to accept that, like, we've gotten to the level where people are sending scale models of labia full of women's letters to the White House. Like, that's politics now. How do you not laugh at that a little bit? You know, how do you, like, any bit of whimsy is a good thing at this point, right? You know, in your life. So,
there's those kittens again.
Right, and you can mourn that we've hit that level of discourse and also kind of be like, yeah, that's actually pretty clever. Like,
yeah.
And if you can do both of those things, like, appreciate it when there's a little bit of cleverness or farce, and, you know, make fun of it. Like, Shakespeare made a, you know, fairly good name for himself on situations like this, and I don't know he would have performed this scenario, as it's far too ridiculous.
Right?
Come on. So, you know, how do you not laugh at it? It's sure, grass is blue and cows are purple and the earth rotates around the sun and Donald Trump is president and we're all taking this very seriously. Like, what the
so. What did John Oliver said was talking about, well, that election we were so glad to get over, really we wished it would have gone on for a little bit longer.
Yeah, because it's just going to get worse. Like, and it is going to keep getting worse.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, is we've basically got about, a limited amount of time to either get this guy investigated and thrown out of office, or this will be the new normal. Mm. And if this is the new normal, that's where, you know, I've got journalists from foreign countries calling me to warn me that this is going to be really quick and it's going to be pretty brutal. And it won't take much for, you know, another three states to gerrymander and 18 more voter ID laws to be passed. It's not going to be a violent coup. It's going to be, well, the majority of you just don't get to vote. And everybody is going to say, yes, see, we're protecting the integrity of our electoral system. And that's going to be what we go with. So, you know, the danger is very, very real. And the timeliness of this is pretty huge, because we don't have long to get this figured out.
Well, yeah, and the irony of that election integrity, I can't quite get over that. Well, first of all, we heard from Greg Palast yesterday during the talk radio program Voices from the Edge, you know, and he's an investigative journalist that has been looking at, fraudulent suppression of votes, you know, for years, and how that has really just, again, reached an all-time high and is getting higher. And to see that juxtaposed with the administration decrying that, my God, so many people voted that are illegal immigrants in this country.
Millions.
And I'm using
right.
big
and
air quotes, because really.
The fraud cases they found were Trump voters trying right. to vote multiple times.
And like
right.
two.
Right. Yeah. Right.
There is no voter fraud is not it.
And at the same time, so many members of Trump's cabinet were found to be registered in two states.
I mean, they're not really good at this, you know.
Well, it doesn't seem to matter, though, does it?
And thank God for something, though.
See, that,
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If they were better at it, I'd be more afraid. Right.
Well, the whole thing that I was reading this article in The Intercept by Matthias Schwartz about, and one of the things he's saying here is that with Trump, don't worry so much about his inability to spell as his ignorance of civics 101.
Yeah.
That's the other sort of minutia thing that you can get caught up in. And I have a lot of friends that were very, how could people be so stupid? And I'm like, well, you're just really not getting what is going on. And it seems like one of the things to me at this point, I don't know how you feel about that, Linda, that we really have to do is try to be able to talk to people that we don't agree with. I don't enjoy it, but I think it's really important.
I think that if you are thinking of this as a battle, and if you're the sort of person who won't talk to somebody on the other side, then you're already into that rhetoric, right? And you're already right. into that framing. So if you're going to think of this as a battle, then you are supremely stupid to not go out of your way to understand your enemy better than he understands himself.
Read a little out too, yes.
It is not about your enjoyment. It is not about your personal growth. it is not about your time. It is about understanding what that other person might do so that you can anticipate and block them before they get there. So if you're going to go out of your way to think, I have a handle on these millions of people because I read 6 articles in The Atlantic and 2 in The Washington Post, and I understand what I don't know now, then you are setting yourself up to lose. Because you do not understand what you don't know. If there's one thing I've learned from being taken out of my place in the world and taken around to show what other people's lives are like in like really intimate fashion, it's that we have very little idea what exists outside of our bubbles. And simply reading a couple of political analyses isn't going to get you there. Like, you have to understand that a lot of people don't vote on civics. They vote on Jesus. And you could or could not, you know, agree with that. You may or may not agree with religion impacting your civics. That's a different fight. Point is, it's true. And if you're not putting that into account, then you're going to wind up asking questions like, why do people vote against their economic issues? Or their economic interests. Mm-hmm. Well, they do it because abortion.
Right. That's, I was going to say they don't do it for the economic issues. And it's about, as George, I was reading an article by George Lakoff talking about that Democrats are trying to give logic. And it was like, why do people not like science? Well, they want a story. They want, and those of us, if people want something to believe in, and those of us who like science at all, kind of believe it makes us feel good. People want a story that makes them feel good in the middle of all this misery.
Well, and I think the other thing to realize too is that Trump voters are an even more unique breed, where they kind of, you know, I've spoken to maybe 4,000 or 5,000 of them. So this is not, you know, all of the Trump voters everywhere. And a lot of those were light conversations. But they tend to split into like people who like the wall, the immigration people, and then like the people who liked tax cuts and, you know, make a fair amount of money. And then there's this third group, the Make America Great Again people. They don't know why they voted for him. They just know things weren't going well the way that they were headed. And so they voted for this dude that was going to disrupt everything, like that very libertarian idea of disruption, that Silicon Valley idea of disruption. This is what it looks like when people who don't have power or access to, you know, big technological brain trusts decide to disrupt things. We get Donald Trump. And so like that's a really interesting story in there, too, of like, okay, well, how do we get to a point where enough people thought that that was a good risk?
Right.
Compared to the status quo. And regardless of how real their fears are, what are their fears? What's driving this behavior? And refusing to look at that, which I understand a lot of people do because they can't stomach, you know, the risk of hearing something truly awful come out of a person's mouth, and that's all well and good. But the people who can have those conversations, who come from those areas and refuse to do so because they're going to die on some moral hill, are really doing a disservice to the entire, you know, group of people who's trying to put a stop to this particular pattern in American society.
Yeah. You know, and I think that another part of that, and really part and parcel with it, is this whole reality TV phenomenon, you know, where, you know, some of those folks in the Make America Great Again scenario, you know, just really wanted a big daddy to, you know, sort of set things right. And so you have this guy who's known for going on television and being very powerful and yelling "you're fired" a lot and just sort of putting things together in a way that, you know, works for somebody, but he's going to take care of it. It's somebody else. It's over there. It's not something we have to mess with personally.
Trump, the thing is, Donald Trump answered the back brain fears that Republicans have been instilling in their voters for decades.
Yes.
Like, if we're honest about it. Like, he came out, and when we were talking about, when his supporters were saying, we're tired of political correctness, and everybody was like, you mean you're tired of not being mean to people? Like, we don't
no, understand. They didn't answer it that way, right.
Right, but what they meant to say was, okay, for 30 years, we've been getting told all of this stuff in code. right? The wall is not a new idea. What's right. new is saying we're going to keep out Mexicans because they rape people, right? Nobody had said that part before. But if A, then B, right? Because what else, why else do you put up a wall?
Yeah.
So here comes Donald Trump and he goes, hey guys, we're allowed to not lie anymore. We're going to stop pretending that we're not all saying the thing that we're saying and we're just going to say it. And for people who actually do put a value on plain speech, that was actually like a weird relief of like they didn't have to worry about whether like they were breaking the code or not, because now when they talked about the wall, they could talk about Mexicans taking their jobs or, you know, Mexicans being kind of rapey except for the good ones. And they could say that aloud when for 30 years or longer, it's been their job to hear and process and vote accordingly, but you never could say it. And that was really frustrating to them. So here comes this guy and he's like, nah, dude, we're just going to, you know, we're just going to put this one right out there. And people went for that. And it's interesting to me that people frequently don't understand that dynamic when the reason I get called to go on the radio is because I'm very authentic and I'm very real and I'm very raw and I'll just say what everybody's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I keep getting booked. Now, the fact that I do it on behalf of, you know, poverty and hopefully the people that need help, and hopefully that's the impact of my work, is irrelevant to the fact that it's that same kind of admiration for plain speech that Americans really do fundamentally have.
Well, but people thought he was doing plain speech. What's so interesting about this is it's not really that plain. I mean,
he's been lying to everybody right. the whole time. But he's also been out there just saying the thing, right? Like,
yeah.
He's lying to them openly. Right. Like, I'm a huge businessman. Of course I filed bankruptcy. Of course I put that off on the taxpayer. Why would you not? You do the same thing too. And again, they see that as actual plain speech. The fact that he's telling them he's lying to them is better than pretty much anybody else that was running when they weren't even giving them the credit for knowing that they were being lied to. Like, it's a really strange, interesting phenomenon when you really get into like why people are comfortable with everything that he said, because like in a normal society none of that would be okay. Like, all of it would have been enough to get him out of the race immediately, but this is not a normal year. Why is it so abnormal? And if we can figure out why it's so abnormal, then we can maybe figure out how to reverse it.
And it's that moment again when we bring Teresa back into the conversation.
Teresa's back.
Hi, Teresa.
Oh no, I'm speaking about myself. Oh well.
It's okay, Teresa. You
can
speak about
yourself.
It's a
good morning so far. The phones have been ringing. I'm glad to say that Barney from Lake Oswego has donated online with this inscription: "You speak truth to power." How about that? And Barney joins Patricia, Ketzel, Kathy, Mark, Leslie, and a whole bunch of people, Ariel and Carlton, and these people have joined KBOO this morning. And so this means that we just have a few more calls, a few more hoodies and T-shirts to get out there, and we will match our goal. And this will keep us on our path, our 50-year path towards supporting KBOO by small donations, by and large. And to do that, you need to call 877-552-66. Now, I could explain the reasons, but I think you know them well, that we come out here and, yeah, we speak truth to power, and we do it as effectively and in appropriate detail. And it has the effect that it should have, that of empowering people with information and with attitude. And I really love Positively Revolting for that, and I'll bet you do too. So now's the time to join. I'm talking about you and the sensory deprivation tank on Hawthorne. There's no speaker or radio in there, so I don't know how you're hearing this right now, but you need to dry off and call us at 877-500-5266. And you in the crawl space there in St. Helens trying to catch the squirrel. Well, it got away. So call us 877-552-66. Did I mention that Kate renewed from Silverton? She did, and that was a good thing.
Thank
and
you, Kate.
All of these people, yes?
Thank you. Thank you, Kate.
I thank Kate as well. And now all of these people have the choice, depending on what they want to donate, of having the $20 per month KBU hoodie, which is a lovely thing. It's just right for this climate. We have your size, and
it's got the radio tower with like the red star behind it. It's got the gears of the workers. It's, you know, it's kind of iconic. Yeah, we'll call it iconic.
It's the thing to be seen in around here, and you can have it by upping your pledge or by starting a pledge, $20 a month. You do that by calling 877-500-5266. Now, of course, this is just Long Yap. The real reason that you call is because you believe in our project of getting the truth and the attitude out there and seeing what we can do to improve our society by doing so. Now, don't you?
That's right, because, you know, at KBU, we reject the notion that people are passive consumers of media, that, you know, if we want to make the world a better place, then we have to engage. We have to actually get the information and then process it, do the analytical thinking, and then connect. Connect with others, connect with neighbors, friends, families, and actually take actions to, well, improve our world and bring in some beauty, some truth, some love, some fun, and do the hard work that is social justice. And it really can be a significant part of that to support your independent community radio resource that is KBU. And please do join us right now and become a member. We know that we are a part of your life. You're listening. You've already joined us with your ears and your mind. And now we're asking you to join us with your pocketbook. $10 a month is a great way to jump on in. 877-500-5266 is the number that you call to do that. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm.
Yeah, kboo.fm, and just click the thingy. It's easy. It won't have a pop under it. We'll just tell you how you can donate, and you'll be done in minutes. You'll be done pretty quickly if you call us, too, because it's just 2-3 minutes on the phone with a real person filling out a form, sending it out to you, and you can get your hoodie or, you know, even a book or your T-shirt. 877-500-5266 has to be you, has to be now. Why does it have to be you? Because you understand how important it is, and you know that it's going to be you that pulls that extra weight. You know, you're the kind of person who, you know, mows your sick neighbor's lawn. You're the sort of person that helps out when help is needed, because you understand that it needs to be done. And we have steady support from people just like that, just exactly that sort of person. You're that kind of person. Call 877-500-5266 and decide that you're going to be the one to make that effort to have that $20, say, out of your bank account and get that hoodie so that other people can ask you the question, what the heck is KBOO? Where's that from? Sacramento?
And you can answer that question, and we get more listeners and more, you know, more people spreading the good word of KBOO. Thank you, Teresa. We'll check back with you. 877-500-5266. Coming up on KBU, what do we got?
Coming up this morning on KBU at 9, Beloved Community addresses the spiritual foundations of nonviolence, activism, political engagement, and peace building. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with the legendary Chris Andre. At 10:15, Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, The Digital Divide talks to cybersecurity author Jeffrey Carr, who challenges the narrative that Russia hacked the DNC emails. What? Okay, thanks, KBU members, for your generous support. Keep it coming. If you're not a current member, as you can tell this morning, you can do that by going to kboo.fm, clicking on donate, or calling
877-500-5266.
Still at the beach a little. Linda, so I'm...
I can see the sand in your hair. It's beautiful.
Linda, what are you working on these days?
Pretty much this, you know, the democracy thing.
Oh, that democracy thing.
Right now,
so very good. Very good.
Yeah. The thing is that if we are trying to build a world that is better, then that has to be applied blindly. And we should be alleviating fear and pain wherever we can, in the hope that people will be able to be better people if they're not afraid and in pain, right? Like, that's the goal here. So I am fundraising at the moment to buy a trailer to toss on the back of this truck, and I'm setting up a mobile studio, and I'm kind of taking off across the country and doing an ethnographic study of America right now, largely just asking the question, like, so if everybody agrees that there's a problem and that's the one thing we all agree on, mm-hmm. then what do you think the problem is?
Right.
And out of that, you know, are there things that we do have in common that we don't understand? Because a lot of the time that I speak to people in my travels, I'm forcibly reminded of people who are very unlike them, who said something very similar. And I want to see if that pattern holds true. And then out of that, I'll be, you know, writing a book. So basically, coming to a city near you to drink beer and talk to the locals is my plan. We'll see how it goes.
But
I think, you know, kind of the last segment, you know, was a horrible downer. So let's not leave it there. The point of resistance is because we may face a unique threat, but this is the work we have always been called to, and this is a moment in which we can get people on board to help us do this work that we've all been doing. And if we do our job as organizers well enough, and if we explain the situation to enough people, and if our work stands for itself, if we're doing more work than we're talking about it, and we're actually out there talking to folks and trying to make the country better, then we cannot help but win in the end, because what the other side is doing is trying to scare everybody. And the beautiful thing about Americans is we are all stubborn and fiercely independent. The worst thing you could do if you wanted to run this country was try to make everybody afraid, because it's not like there's going to be too many of us that are like, no, see, we don't roll like that. We are not driven by that motivation, and we will not allow the country to become a country that is driven by that motivation. And as long as that's true, then they lose eventually. So all we have to do is keep doing the same work we were doing before and wait them out, and we win, which is kind of beautiful.
That is really beautiful, and I think that's a fantastic note to end it on. I can't wait for you to make it to Portland. We'll take you out for the beer.
I'm super excited.
Okay. Awesome.
Thanks, Linda. Thank you
again for joining us this morning on Positively Revolting. Good luck with all of your work, and I look forward to reading your next tweet.
Thank you so much.
And at Killer Martinis.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks. We'll check back with you sometime soon, I'm sure. Take care, and we'll talk to you later. And that leaves me to talk to Teresa now. Now, Teresa.
And I am Teresa. And now's the time.
So
come on,
are.
It's Friday, and next Friday you're heading for the beach, so you know that you've got to get that contribution in right now. It's just 3 minutes. You can totally do it. 877-500-5266. Support the radio that you think is so important, that is such a relief in terms of, just the way it feels to hear Positively Revolting. I've heard that over and over. It's just, it's a delight to listen to, and you're part of it. So 877-500-5266, and you can be the person to put us over the top. We are very close to our goal right now, and it could be just that one or two calls.
I think
two hoodies is going to do it. So how about that hoodie? I mean, you deserve that. You don't want to go to your grave without a hoodie, do you?
Oh my God.
You could be struck by lightning any second, and what would you think then? I'm dead and I don't have a hoodie. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KABOO. 877 is toll-free, by the way, so you can call even if you're in Vancouver or Washougal or White Salmon. You can call 877-500-5266. Goes the same for Malala, Kaiser, Salem. Call in Salem. We're broadcasting to you. Come in Salem.
Or New York.
Chicago. Calls, yeah. Why
it's
not?
True. Any place you can call that
just,
number.
Just give us a call because, again, you know, Positively Revolting, we've been on the air for 23 years now. And we do it because it is so important to check out, revolting in a positive manner. How are we the resistance? You are a part of it. You know, Sharma Chavant from Seattle said earlier this week that it's important not to wait for the authoritarian to be impeached. This is the moment to revolt. And I could not agree more that this is the time to show serious resistance. And that time,
And one way to do
many of us have been for quite some time, yeah. But it's
important that more and more people resist the powers that be and really do work together to make this world better. It is time to gain ground, not lose it.
Oh, heck yeah. And
we do that, again, each person reaching out, grabbing the hand of the person next to them, and moving forward together. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to join in, join KABU, and be a part of social change, be a part of independent media that makes sure that you're getting information from the grassroots into your head, into your heart, that you can use it in your lives, and we make that change together. It all really does involve community radio, it involves independent media, it involves your access to the truth from so many perspectives, because no one person has the truth, you know, sort of in their pocket. We find the truth together as we share perspectives, as we share each other's experiences and realities, as we learn each other's stories. That's how we create solidarity. That's how we create social change.
And now
we're asking you to become a member of KABU. $20 a month. Get the hoodie that Teresa's been encouraging you to get. Yes, it is a fabulous hoodie. Please do join us. $20 a month. We are so close to goal, and your call can put us over. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. Please do join us now.
You know, Ani, it really is an exciting time. You mentioned Shama Sawant and the Bernie Sanders insurgency is the next thing I think of. People are ready for socialism and talk about socialism openly. Heck yeah, it's time to get that change rolling through KBOO, doing it the way that we do it. And this is the time to join up, and I think you'll be glad you did. 877-500-5266, 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266. It's got to be you right now.
Yes, as Teresa said, 877-500-5266 is the number to call to become a member, to renew your membership, to return to your membership in KBOO Portland. For the time is 9 o'clock a.m. It's Friday, May 12th, 2017. Coming up is the Beloved Community. And we're going to get right to that right after this important announcement, so stay tuned.
Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KABU in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certifications requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KABU Community Radio's open meeting policy is available.